here's a story from The World.
France is starting to open back up. Tomorrow, movie theaters and museums will welcome back customers at partial capacity. For many Parisians, though, there's only one thing on their minds, the return of La Terrasse. Rebecca Rossman has a report.
This table needs a good sanding. For days now, the staff at the Café des Anges in the 11th arrondissement of Paris have been dusting and polishing as they prepare to open for the first time in 6 months.
So today we were cleaning a lot. We already put the terrace how it should be to see for us on Wednesday. So actually, we're ready.
Catherine Mauta is the daytime manager here. She says she's missed the bustling ambiance, which typically attracts a flurry of 20 and 30-somethings sprinkled along the spacious outdoor terrace. But starting tomorrow, they'll be back. That's when cafes can open for outdoor dining at 50% capacity.
I think the people will be really happy to be outside, to be allowed to eat on the terrace or to have a drink on the terrace. It's the art of Paris, yeah.
The outdoor terrace isn't a strictly Parisian phenomenon, but it carries a special weight in a city as dense as this one. Lindsay Tremuda is a journalist and author of the books The New Paris and The New Parisienne. She says in a way, the city's terraces and cafes are like extensions of the home.
Most Parisians live in relatively modest spaces. And so life really happens outside of the home. That's the social foundation of life for Parisians.
That's why the last 6 months have been excruciating for so many here in Paris. It's the longest stretch of time in modern French history the cafes have been shut.
Even during wartime, the cafes were not closed.
While cafes are eager to reopen, there's also new challenges. According to one recent study, more than 110,000 people in France have quit the hospitality industry in the last year. Long hours, low pay, and the instability exacerbated by COVID-19 are all contributing factors. The young staff hosing down the dusty wicker chairs at this outdoor pizzeria, for example, tell me they've all been hired within the last couple of weeks. Another test of long-term survival will be the summer tourist season. Still, cafe owners don't expect to have any trouble attracting locals. Arthur Marzouk is a 27-year-old consultant eating a falafel sandwich in the Place des Vosges. But he says he's sick of takeaway and ready to sit down in a proper cafe.
We are all waiting for this for now. We have been waiting for this for 6 months now. And we are just expecting to can go outside again because it's starting to get a little bit hard when you stay all time at home, not being able to go to the restaurant.
Even with thunderstorms expected on Wednesday, Marzouk plans on having lunch outside with his family at their favorite steak brasserie. They'll be bringing umbrellas, he says. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.